This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom aleichem, bruchim habayim. Yesterday we saw another possibility of how with one revius, two people could wash. Either, what we saw last week was where Shimon puts his hands under Reuven. Yesterday we saw where Shimon puts his hands next to Reuven. Where first Reuven washes and then Shimon washes. So how could Shimon wash from less than a revius? The answer is because he was ba, he came at the time there was a revius, and the water that's coming on his hands is what is called shiurei tahara. This was the second amazing chidush of the Rashba. These are both the chidushim of the Rashba. And based on this, the Mishnah Berurah said you could have three people with a lot more, with some more water, a little bit more of a bigger ratio than two people, or even four or five. Okay, and they put their hands zeh bitzad zeh. Zeh bitzad zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'ein mitame in zeh mi zeh b'negiyasam. And if they touch each other, it doesn't contaminate, it doesn't render impure. Why? The kulam kiyar achas chashivi. They're all like one hand. Kilakaman b'sim kuf samach beis of hey. Now wait a second. Whoa, hold on 1 second. Who said anything about their hands touching each other? In case one, when it was on top of each other, the mechaber said samach. Now the Chazoy Nish says it has to be touching, because the Chazoy Nish learned the lamdus is kula. It's all one hand. And they have to be touching. But we were medayek, l'chor, the Beis Yosef holds, they don't have to be touching. So does this mean that, like the Chazoy Nish, that they should be touching? No. No, it doesn't mean like, it means if they happen to touch, they do not contaminate each other's hands, but it's not a requirement. The Mechaber is not saying they are required to touch. And in this case, it's enough. A revius for two, half a leg for three, and four. And in the way that it's poured, the shamish goes, and he pours water on all of them. Umistabra, it's mistaber. The daya harishoina makeles gam kein baza. That the first daya is makel about this as well. Meaning, the first daya holds the way you put one hand on top of each other. The first daya would agree that this is also a valid technique. Okay. Oi. Okay, zeh bitzad zeh, oy zeh al gav zeh, or one on top. And the Mishnah Berurah says, v'layamri, we don't say that nitmu hamay miyadah sharishan, that the water became tamei from the first hands. The kulam ki'arachas chashivya v'chanal. Provided that if you're putting one hand on the other, the way they loosen their hands, so that the water reaches all of the hands. Sheyarpu hainu shala yidchaku ze al ze. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma that the hands are touching, but it should be loose so that there's space for the water to go in between. Now, the Mishnah Berurah l'chor is talking about either case, zeh bitzad zeh, oy zeh al gav zeh. V'litol ke'echad. What's the case of zeh bitzad zeh? Is the shamish pouring one at a time or simultaneously? The lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is Va'oifen hashvicha dohilech hashamash v'yoytzig mayim al kulam. Is it one at a time or all simultaneously? Furthermore, maybe this is where the chazoinish gets that the hands should be touching. Because why does the Mechaber say uvelvad sheyarpu yideyem? That they need to loosen their hands. What do you mean loosen their hands? It's one on top of each other. That's only samach. The Mechaber said in the beginning, samach liad arishayin. Anyway, here perhaps is why the Chazon Ish felt samach meant touching, because even though, in other words, it's not coming from the first half of the Mechaber. This was a very big, long piece in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in the beginning just said the word samach, so we were wondering, where did the Chazon Ish get that they should be touching in any way? But here in the end, the way the Mechaber concludes, he's like, as long as it's sheyirapu yideim. What do you mean rapu? There's the 3 feet in, there's 2 feet in between, there's a foot in between. No, it's talking about their touching, perhaps. Okay, sif yudalet. Tzach sheyhei revias mechunas b'makam echad. You need the revias to be gathered in one spot. Sheim natal mishminis v'chazar v'natal mishminis yadav tmeos kishahayu. If in one cup is a eighth of a lug and another cup an eighth, it's not mitzarif. The revius has to be gathered in one spot. Says Mishabur Shem Natal Mishminis Vafilo Natal Shnei Hashminiyos Al Yadav Bikiluach Echad. Even if you have two cups and each one you spill from, and an eighth comes from one cup and an eighth comes from another, and in total you have a revius, it doesn't work. You need the revius to be dafka in one spot. Siv tezvav. Revius sha'amru. This requirement of revius. Bein liyadav shal gadol, bein liyadav shal katan. It doesn't matter if it's the hands of a big person, a small person. Says Mishabura, shal katan perish adam katan. Doesn't mean a minor, it means a small person. Mechaber continues, not lu shnei b'nei adam zeh yaday achas v'zeh yaday achas. If two people washed, each one washed one hand, v'achar kach chozar hasheni v'natal yaday hashnia. And then the second guy went and washed his second hand, harei elu kishloisha b'nei adam. It's like three people. So what happened? You had two guys. We'll name them Reuven and Shimon. They came to a Netilas Yadayim cup. Reuven washed his right hand. Shimon washed his right hand. Then Shimon washed his left hand. If Reuven wants to wash his left hand, he's like a third person. What's the nafka mean he's a third person? Two people could wash with a revius. Three people, we learned in Sif Yud Gimel, Nidal chatziloig. So now, fikach maya b'kli chatziloig yadav tahayrois. If the kli had a chatziloig, we're good to go. V'yamlav ein yaday hashnia tahayra. Otherwise, the second house hand is not tahar. Shein noitlim b'pachas mechatziloig yoser mishnei b'nei adam. Because a chatziloig is not going to work for more than two people. You can't wash with less than a chatziloig for more than two people. If you have...
There's only actually two people here, right?
There are two people. Reuven came and he washed his right hand. Shimon came and he washed his right hand. Shimon then washed his left hand. Now Reuven wants to make a comeback and wash his left hand. Reuven becomes like a third person. So now a revius is not going to work. You're going to need a chatziloig. Less than a chatziloig doesn't work for more than two people. That was Sif Yud Gimel. Says Mishabro v'achar kach chazar hasheni arishon koi. It's going on the first guy.
It doesn't say that Shimon washed his second hand. It's Reuven, Shimon, Reuven, it seems like.
Not Lushne Bayam Ze Yaday Acha Ze Acha Vyakaka Khazar Hashini Vinatal Yaday Hashnia. So I read it that the Shani is going on Shemain. So now if Reuven wants to wash his first hand, Hare Elu Kishlosha B'nei Adam. Reuven is like a third person. So in other words, the way I'm reading it, the Reuven's attempt to wash his first hand is not mentioned. I was assuming Shani is the second guy. So let's see the Bir Halacha. Because here the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah says Shani means Rishain. Now, I think I was entitled to learn that Shani means Shani, you know. I think, you know, I'm allowed to do that. I think I'm allowed, when the Shulchan Aruch says the second guy, I'm allowed to translate it the second guy. The Mishnah Berurah says no. When he says the second guy, he means the first guy. V'chein mashma b'lavosh. I have another reason I learned that way. Because why didn't Shimon wash his second hand? So let's see the Bir Halacha. Umistabra kavanas ha-Shulchan Aruch al ha-Rishayin. Probably, that when the Mechaber says the second guy, he means the first guy. Because after the second guy is washing, so now the first guy becomes the second guy. V'sheni kari ha-Shem ho-ish shenat alafanav. He's second relative to the guy who did it before him. Shu'ata sheni lai. U'mishum dekiman shalei natal shtei yadav zeh achar zeh. Since he didn't wash his two hands one after another, chashvina le'ata kilu adam shlishi. We consider him like a third guy. Ve'ein daila zeh b'ravis echad. Avalim ha'sheni natal gam yadai ha'shnia take of achar shenatal yadav rishon v'vadim hani le'anatila. The Kaimalan may reveal Snightlan Afil Lishnaimishim, the Asimishure Tahara. Now what? Now he's saying, Aval im Hashini Natal Gam Yada Yashnia. Now Shani, even though he just said Shani means Rishain, this Shani means Shani? Avalam Hasheni Nata Gam Yadai Hashnia take of Achar Shanata Yadai Harishaina. If the second guy washed his second hand after he washed his first hand, Vade Mahani Lanatil, the Kamlan May Ravias Noitlan Afilashnai Mishum the Asimishur Tahara, Umamav Sidai, why should he lose out? Bemesharishai Nata Rak Yadai Achas. I'll tell you what he loses out. Because since the first guy did not accomplish Natil Sidayim, it's not Shirei Tahara. It's not Shirei Tahara. It's like when, if your hand is dirty, and we saw yesterday, if the first guy's hand is dirty, and he poured a little bit, so now there's no more, the second guy loses the Shirei Tahara because the water wasn't being Matayar. So if the first guy only washed one hand, so then he wasn't Matayar his hands, so maybe for the second guy it doesn't work either. Again, so the Mishnah Berurah is saying a very big chiddush, that when the Mechaber says Sheini, it means the first guy. So again, Reuven washed his right hand. Shimon washed his right hand. And now, Reuven, the way that Mishnah Berurah reads it, Reuven wants to wash his second hand. He's like a third person. I was reading it, Reuven washed his right hand. Shimon washed his right hand. I guess another proof to the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading it is, if Shani was going on the second guy, why would it say V'achikach Chazar Hasheni V'Natal Yadai Hasheni? What do you mean Chazar Hasheni? He's in the middle of doing it. He's in the middle of the process. Chazar indicates, Chazar means you're going back to someone. So it means the first guy, just relative to the guy who just washed, he's the second guy.
If it would have been Shimoi who washed his second hand, any reason it wouldn't be effective? Is that also like three people?
No, that's what we just read in the Be'er Halacha. There's no real reason it shouldn't be effective to Shimon, although I'm asking, maybe that's still a chiddush, because maybe that's not Shirei Tahara, because it didn't work for Reuven. So maybe it shouldn't work for Shimon. Maybe if Shimon maybe, in other words, if Chazar Hasheni is going on the second guy, maybe you would think it didn't work, because he's not washing from Shirei Tahara.
Rebbe was learning Chazar Hasheni and then again back to Rishayim. Then it's Harei Lugishlos in the Odom.
Yeah, Farshteit, meaning I said Farshteitzach, we're talking going back to the Rishayim. That's implicit. And maybe according to the way I was reading it, it's only a problem if Shimon washes both hands. But if Shimon only washes one hand, you're not going to count Reuven as a third guy. It's only because Shimon completed the whole Netilas Yadayim. So now to move on to a different guy, it's a third guy. But maybe if he only did a partial, and Reuven's in middle, and Shimon's in middle, maybe we wouldn't consider Reuven a third guy. Again, I'm not saying Lule de Mustafina. I'm just saying, according to the way I read it initially, before I knew that two, the second, could mean the first, you know, that would be another reading. I wonder if any Achroinim read it that way. The fact that, you know, the Bir Halacha says, how does he know to read it this way? It's Mustaber. Okay? Do any other Achroinim? There are hundreds of Achroinim. Do any of them read it that way? No. It's Mashma from the Levush. Okay? So out of the hundreds of Achroinim that the Mishnah Berurah and the Hakdama to Sefer Mishnah Berurah said that this Sefer is based on, he's encountering a Mechaber that is very difficult to read, and he has absolutely no indication from not one Achroin that this is the correct way to read the Mechaber. See, I'm getting Rabbi Yeager to, you see, it worked. Yeah? There's no, they're not the Magen Giborim, not the Levushei Srod, not the Maimer Mordechai, not the Chemed Moshe. There's not one Achron that says you should read the words of the Holy Mechaber, that when he says two, it means one.
But the way Rabbi's learning it, so you would say it would be better or worse that Shimon completed his, because like the way the Sroder,
it's worse, because Shimon completed. No, it's worse. Shimon completed. That's why the first guy is considered a third person. But if he wouldn't have...
Oh, then it's Tahara. But then it's... Shirei Tahara if he completed this.
No, it's not... Not Shirei Tahara.
Why yeah. not? Okay, it's the only one. But Shin Kaffir and the other way.
Because now you're starting again. You're starting again. Either way...
Because Reuben's initial material is not there.
Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Pei Dalet. Hare Elu Kishloisha Bnei Adam. It's like three people. Why? Daha Demekalina Merevius Achas Lishnei Bnei Adam. The reason we're lenient, one Revius to two people, Hainu Davke Kishanat Al Arishan Shtei Adav. That's only if the first guy washed two hands, Uacharzu. V'chein Hasheni Achrav. Aval Kan Shlei Nata Matchil Rak Yad Achas. V'nat Al Hasheni Gam Kein Achrav. Chashuv bazeki l'kfar notlu shnei anashim. V'lachim kishachoy zarishan lito yada yashnia. Chashuv ka'adam shlishi da'alma mamela ein dai b'ravias. By the way, I'll ask you another question. Because the Mishnah Berurah asked, if a ravias works for two, then a ravias and a half should work for three. So the Mishnah Berurah said, no, it's a chshash, because since there are a lot of people standing around, where people, they won't be mitzamtzeim in the right way. Okay, and what about this case? Here you only have two people standing around. So it should go back to the Havamina of the Kasha, the Mishnah Berurah, that it should be enough, not with Chatziloig. Then in this case, we're back to the Kasha, the Mishnah Berurah, it should be enough with Revius Umechza. Mishnah Berurah had a Kasha. Why isn't Revius Umechza enough? Answer, there are too many people standing around over here. So it's, you know, people, we can't be certain that everyone's going to be Mitzamtzim. Yeah, but here you only have two people standing around. It says, since in Lomdus it's like three, it's Kilu, there are three people standing here. But if there's a logical reason for it, because, you know, there are too many people standing around.
It says if there are the people standing here. It's that simple.
Yeah, but as if only helps if you're dealing with an actual principle of requiring more water. But here it's a chshash. Here there's a practical chshash. No, it's not applicable here. Okay, we'll hold it here. If to write this whole thing up.
Recording stopped.
No, any achra.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.